After that, you need the what's in it for me statements. And these are products. Product related, and this is company. So let's just say the unique selling advantage is world's leader in this is getting a little bit wordy here. And I'm not sure I like this, but I'm going to go with it anyhow. World's leader in innovative tooling solutions. It's not perfect, and it's a little bit wordy, and it's a little bit nebulous, too. But at any rate, I think you get the idea. We need to know who we are, and that's got to be clear. And something about, you know, producing innovative solutions since 1920, you know, that could be a good thing. I mean, it's not something we just started up this thing. It's not that kind of a deal. This thing's been around. What's in it for me have to do with things you can feel about a product, what you can feel. Now, I read stuff that my customers use to send out to their customers. And I, you know, this thing over here defies me. I don't know what they spent on this thing. But look at this. Boy, this makes me want to read this. Look at this. Change, pressure. Sounds like it might be a valve manufacturer or something like that. There's nothing in this that jumps out at me. Nothing. And the rest of these things I had here, whatever I do with them.
Right on top of your projector.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these are right out of Microsoft Word, these photos in this thing. Look at this. They're right out of Microsoft Word. And, I mean, it's just really horrible stuff. We need to have hard-hitting, what's in it for me statements. Here's another thing. An engineer wrote that. Look at all those words. Not good. Okay, what is good? Well, we got to get these what's in it for me statements, and I got a list of some of them here that are not good. This product will reduce your costs. This product will increase your productivity. This product has a wide range of applicability. This product is made of the latest materials. This product is the number one seller in its category. Not good, in my view. Are good.
Far too many times.
Well, it's just they're not. You can't feel that. You can't feel any of those statements, and you can't bite into them. If I took a $100 bill out of my pocket, and I don't have one, but if I had one in my pocket and I took out a $100 bill, and I said, "Would you rather talk about this $100 bill, or would you rather talk about how we're going to increase your productivity?" You're going to say, "Give me the $100 bill because you can see it." That's what we want to get to. Here's some that may be good. This product will eliminate one maintenance man from your payroll. Now, as long as you're not the maintenance foreman, you know, that's a good deal. You got to look at who you're looking at. This product will cut setup time from 30 minutes to 10 minutes. So if you're out talking to a foreman or something like that and you say to him, "We're going to do some new product that'll cut your setup time from 30 minutes down to 10 minutes," that's a whole lot better than saying, "We've got a product that's got a large range of applicability." Because this guy could have a shop out there. He's got all these guys screwing around with setups. And his workers are spending half the time setting up stuff. And you give him something to cut his setup time into a third, he's going to be interested. This product will produce 300 parts per shift instead of 200. With this product, there has not been one accidental entry ever. You know, I'm not. You know, that's just some ideas. If that clicks on a customer that has had some injuries in a shop, that could be a huge thing. Okay, let's go over to page 33, and this is how this system works. And this is the point. After I got done with this, the guy said, "Go get the phone." Okay, and I hope you can read this. Page 28, yes. Page 28. And this is what it looks like up here on the board. Okay, the system starts out with getting records. And you can get records in a number of ways. You can buy them. You can have the sales guys turn them into headquarters. And I think Seco, we do a good job in that. We got distributors giving us, lists of accounts. I mean, we did it when I was there. I don't know if it's still that way, but I'm guessing it is. We have a fantastic database of where the customers are all over North America. Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
Okay. And most importantly, we got a system. There are distributors that don't have a system to take these records and do something with them. Gary, you said you were using ACT. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you got a system. You could put something into something. I got a thing in the mail, and it said, buy a projector from us. We got them all. And it was a big card. So I called up this place. I was going to buy this thing, which is, you know, I spent like $8,000 on this thing. It's a beautiful thing, or a lot less now. But it's got one of these little swing arms on it, all this kind of stuff. It is a very cool projector. Very expensive. And I've been thinking about it a long time, looking at different ones and so on. And I knew the one I wanted to buy was a Toshiba TLP-651, which is what this thing is. So I saw this card. I call up the company, and I said, I'm looking for a Toshiba TLP-651. And a girl answers the phone. She goes, oh, we don't carry Toshiba. We have InFocus and Proxima units. So I said, oh, darn. She said, well, I'm sorry. And that was it. And I thought to myself, God almighty, that is horrible. What is wrong with that call?
She didn't tell you anything about the unit that they had, too, the ones you're looking at.
They're both made by Toshiba.
They said they had them all.